VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Angry opposition supporters gathered outside Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission and were met by riot police Wednesday as the country awaited the results of Monday's presidential election. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The commission said it would announce the results of Zimbabwe's presidential race only after all the votes have come in from across the country. Western and other election observers were set to give their first public assessments of the election and whether it was free and fair. The opposition alleges the elections had irregularities, saying voting results were not posted outside one-fifth of polling stations as required by law. Mnangagwa's government, meanwhile, accused Chamisa and his supporters of inciting violence by already declaring he had won the election. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Remains that are presumed to be of soldiers who fought in the Korean War were honored in South Korea Wednesday. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has that story.
The remains will be flown to Hawaii, where they will begin undergoing in-depth forensic analysis. Apart from a single military dog tag, no other information was provided by North Korea that could help U.S. forensic experts determine their individual identities. Vincent K. Brooks, commander of United States Forces Korea, vowed to continue work on accounting for those killed.
No matter how long it takes to do so.
U.S. officials say it probably will take months, if not years, to fully determine individual identities from the remains. However, the remains have not yet been confirmed by U.S. specialists to be those of American servicemen. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Congo's former Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba returned to register as a presidential candidate in December's election. His arrival shakes up the political landscape as the opposition worries that President Joseph Kibala will find a way to hold on to power. Kibala has been in power since 2001 and has blamed election delays on organizing the vote. This is VOA News. A California Air National Guard C-130 plane dropped fire retardant Tuesday on the car fire. The Northern California fire has burned at least 965 homes and killed six people in and around the city of Redding. Speaking on KRCR, California National Guard Battalion Commander Andrew Hansen says soldiers are letting their residents know they're there to help.
They'll come up to our checkpoints and they'll talk to our soldiers there. And we try to make them feel as comfortable as possible and let them know things will be okay and we're here to help support them. And we're here as long as we're needed.
Days after wildfires left a deadly swath of destruction in Northern California rural counties, new blazes exploded into life and threatened even more homes in what has become an endless summer of flame in the state. A U.S. federal judge has blocked a Texas man from putting plans on the internet showing people how to make plastic guns in their own homes. VOA's Ken Schwartz has that story.
Judge Robert Lasnik's order is, for now, stopping people from learning how to use a 3D printer to make their own guns at home. Cody Wilson, in 2013, posted plans online for a printable gun.
A simple demonstration of individual sovereignty.
Eight states and Washington, D.C. filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, saying the guns are just too dangerous. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump expressed reservations about printable guns. But the NRA, America's largest gun lobbying group, opposes almost all gun restrictions. It says the printable guns provide freedom and innovation. Ken Schwartz, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports that the governor of Mexico's Durango state says a gust of wind hit a plane lifting off the tarmac in the city of Durango, forcing that pilot to abort.
Everyone on board survived after an Aeromexico jetliner smashed down in a field. The plane had just taken off from a blustery storm from an airport in Durango State when it went down and skidded to a stop, but it stayed virtually intact. All 103 people on board were able to evacuate before, as one passenger says, the plane burned in a question of seconds. I'm Shirley Smith.
An eyewitness described seeing two men fleeing hurriedly by boat after apparently stealing priceless treasures from the Swedish royal regalia, including a jeweled crown.
I knew immediately that they were burglars because of the way they were behaving.
The pieces were on display inside a medieval cathedral. Police say that two people allegedly stole two crowns and an orb used by King Carl IX and Queen Christina. Authorities have been searching for the culprits with a helicopter and boats, but so far, no arrests have been made. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.